This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 10 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. By Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hawkeye Steel Sales, located at exit 44 on I-55, is a distributor of wide range of steel products. They can sell you a piece or a truckload. Metal building components, panels, trims, purlins are all in stock. Ornamental iron fence components are in stock, or they can build a fence or a gate for you. Sheds for livestock are in stock or can be custom built to your specifications. A wide range of welding rods and wire are available. Hawkeye Steel has heavy-duty box blades with a three-point hitch for maintaining roads. Come out and see Hawkeye Steel Sales.
Are you concerned about today's rising interest rates and how they can affect your farming business? Let Farm Credit Services of Illinois help manage today's interest rate risks. At Farm Credit, you have a choice when it comes to choosing interest rate products. Instead of dealing with the uncertainty of an adjustable or variable rate loan, a long-term fixed rate product can minimize the long-term interest expense for your farm. Plus, Farm Credit's team of loan professionals will explain the products available for your farming business, all designed with your cash flow in mind. So whether you choose a 7, 10, or 20-year product, a long-term fixed rate can be your hedge against a rising interest rate market. Call us today at 800-444-FARM. For information on long-term fixed-rate products to fit your farming business, or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financing needs.
Head into winter with a set of premium Michelin tires. Drop by your Michelin dealer between now and December 2nd and get a $70 MasterCard reward card after submission when you buy any set of four new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires. Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to prepare your vehicle for all your winter travels. Reward card eligibility is limited to tire purchases from participating dealers only. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires December 2nd, 2013. Void where prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.20 and a half, down 3/4. March corn, $4.31 and a half, no change. May corn, $4.40, up a half. November soybeans were $12.78 and 3/4, up 15 and 3/4. January soybeans, $12.66 and a half, up 11 and a half. March soybeans, $12.48, up 7 and a half. December wheat was $6.53, down 1/4. March wheat, $6.63 and 3/4, up 1. May wheat, $6.69 and 3/4, up 1 and a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Thursday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon. Corn is still being pressured by a big crop. Soybeans and wheat exports are not enough to offset the negative. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at $4 to $4.19. Soybean bids were mixed at $12.49 to $12.73. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 4 cents lower at $4.07 to $4.23. Soybean bids were 3 to 9 cents lower at $12.56 to $12.71. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at $3.93 to $4.30. Soybean bids were 2 to 11 lower at $12.34 to $12.84. Wheat bids were 5 to 12 lower at $6.35 to $6.61. Illinois soybean processor cash corn bids were down 7 cents at $12.87 to $12.95. Basis was unchanged at 7 to 15 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.28.60 to $4.38.60, down $3.20 to $13.20, with basis mixed at 25 to 35 over the December. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were down 2 at $4.36 to $4.46, with basis unchanged to 8 to 18 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids mixed at 418 to 428, with basis up 1 to 3 at 10 under to option the December. Soybeans ended down 7 cents at 1265 to 1287, with basis unchanged to 15 under to 7 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bid steady to 2 cents lower at 436 to 445. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 4 to 7 cents, with quotations at 1305 to 1309. Soft wheat closed 2 to 8 cents lower at 688 to 693. Milo ended the day mixed at 468 to 469. Contract bids for producers for January delivery in the northern part of the state: corn was 403 to 429, soybeans for January at 1240 to 1266. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 415 to 424, and soybeans for January delivery at 1252 to 1279. Corn for January delivery in the southern part of the state at 412 to 435, and soybeans for January delivery at 1266 to 1293. And that concludes our report. This is David Humphreys for the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 131.67, down 35 cents. February live cattle, 133.55, down 35 cents. April live cattle, 134.20, down 2 cents. November feeder cattle were 164.62, down 22 cents. January feeder cattle, 165.12, down 42 cents. March feeder cattle, 164.82, down 55 cents. December lean hogs were 87.55, up 20 cents. February lean hogs, 91.40, up 52 cents. April lean hogs, 93.17, up 32 cents. And now here's your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys of the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday, 31st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 98 cents lower in a range of 82.43 to 85.01 with a weighted average carcass price of 83.55. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading 2 to 3 higher with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 58 to 62, 4 to 5 weight at 60 to 66, 500 to 550 at 63 to 67, and over 550 at 64 to 69. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 58 to 64. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 11,341. The Greenville Livestock Auction for Wednesday, October 30th, had receipts of 718 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded $4 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $4 higher. Steers choice at $128.50 to $133. Steers select and choice at $115.50 to $129. Holstein steers choice at $118 to $124. Holstein steers select and choice at $108.50 to $117. Holstein steers slaughter heifers choice $128.50 to $132. Heifer select and choice at $120 to $127. Slaughter cows, boners average dressing at $79 to $81. Leans average dressing at $71 to $79. Slaughter bulls average dressing at $88 to $95.50 and low dressing at $75 to $87.50. Steers medium and large, 4 weight at $157, 6 weight at $161. Feeder Holstein steers large, 3 weight at $127 to $136 and 6 weight at $111 to $112. Heifers medium and large, 3 weight at $160 to $170, 4 weight at $151 to $166. Heifers 5 weight at $151 to $160. Feeder bulls medium and large 3 weight at $176 to $182. And 4 weight at $160 to $176. 5 weight at $159 to $165.50. And 6 weight at $141 to $151. The Schuyler Auction Report for Wednesday, October 30th had receipts of 250 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers sold 3 to 5 higher. Slaughter cows and bulls sold steady. Steers choice 127 and a quarter to 136. Steers select at 121 and a quarter to 127. Heifers choice at 127 and a quarter to 133.50, and heifer select at 120 to 126.75. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 85.75 to 90 and a quarter. Breakers average dressing at 80.50 to 85.75, and boners average dressing at 73, and leans average dressing it at 60. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 85 to 89, and high dressing at 95.75 to 101.50. Feeder heifers medium and large, 5 weight at 154. The walnut opening report for today, the 31st, had estimated receipts of 318. Slaughter heifers and steers were 3 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers were 2 higher. Slaughter steers choice at 130.75 to 136. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 116 to 119. And slaughter heifers choice at 129 and a quarter to 133. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 132 and on a dress basis at 208 to 212. Heifers on a live basis traded at 131 to 132 and on a dress basis traded at 208 to 212. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 302 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $94.05, which is $1.42 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $205.17, which was 51 cents lower, with select carcasses at $190.08, which was 1 cent lower. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 123,000, compared to 118,000 for last week and 121,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000 compared to 429,000 last week and 432,000 1 year ago. The Reals Weekly Hay Auction report for Wednesday, October 30th, had receipts of 204 bales, clover, orchard grass, premium quality small squares at 450 to 475, mixed grass large squares 2x3s, good quality at 15. Large squares 3x3s at 18. Wheat straw small squares, good quality at 250 to 290. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.19. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.20. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.19. December corn delivered to Scottville, $4.12. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.69. December beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.87. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.42. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.19, corn at Scottville is $4.19, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.69, and wheat at Scottville is $6.42. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is 6:23 on this Friday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Stein Seeds.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
What is farming smart? At M&M Service Company, it means making the right choices for your farm. Managing your farming operation doesn't stop at harvest and begin again at planting time. You need to assess each field's fertility needs as you prepare for the next growing season. M&M Service Company is there to manage the fertility of each field and then help you select the right FS Envision corn and FS High Soy soybeans to increase your yield. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS seed. Call your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company to maximize every acre of your operation.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 50s. We will have south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low temperatures in the low 40s, and for tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, highs in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy and cooler. A slight chance of rain or snow Monday night, low temperatures falling to the mid-20s, highs in the mid-40s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, mostly clear skies, 23 degrees on this Friday morning. This reminder, 8 o'clock Mass at the St. Agnes Church in Hillsboro for this morning, that has been canceled. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
For a few years now, farmers have enjoyed some high corn prices. Now we're seeing corn in the $4 range, and some worry about it potentially creeping lower. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about what he thinks the future potential is for corn prices.
Well, when you look at the global picture for corn supplies, as in terms of days of supply or percent of annual use, they're really rather snug yet at this point. But the perception of the trade is that since the U.S. has a surplus, therefore the world has a surplus, and that's not necessarily the case. And what that says is, yes, we have been able to produce enough here, and that has dropped our prices, but as our prices drop, other parts of the world that have been competing with us the last couple of years, it drops their price well below the cost of production. So I think we're going to start seeing that production in other areas like Brazil and Argentina and the Black Sea region start to back off, and there all it would take then is one significant weather problem, and all of a sudden we could be at tight supplies again. The only question is, when will that happen? What will be the timing of such an event? So I think we could have a lot of volatility over the next few years, but it's really going to come down to, when do we see a threat to U.S. production?
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. A few elementary schools in the area have been taking a day to help teach their students something they may not learn every day in the classroom. The Dairy Fully Fueled Tour has been stopping by to educate the students on milk and healthy eating. I stopped by and spoke with Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council.
Well, today we are visiting Harlanville Primary School with our Dairy Fully Fueled Tour. And it's just a fun time for the students. They get to learn all about the importance of eating healthy, making sure they get their dairy, and then also there are lots of games and activities to keep them happy.
So can you describe some of the activities that the kids are doing and just some of the main goals through these activities that you're trying to reach?
Well, one of the main goals is, of course, to tell them that or teach them about the importance of healthy eating and making sure they get not only their dairy, but also making sure their diet has fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and protein. So, and then again, reminding them that they need at least 3 servings of dairy every single day. But along with that, we want them to have fun. That's the main purpose of this event. So some of the activities that are going on, first of all, there's a fueling station. And at that station, they will get to sample chocolate milk, and they'll be asked some dairy trivia questions. And from there, they can go to do things like the string cheese fun run, which is a very popular activity. It's a bungee activity, and they can compete against their friends. Some of the other things we have are the jump, so that they can try and see how high they jump. There's a dairy obstacle course, so they can try that as well. And then we have the dairy dance, which is a dance game, and they can see if they keep up with the Xbox 360 on that one.
And this is not the only school you're going to be going to. Can you say how many schools you're trying to reach with this activity?
Actually, we are going to be visiting 15 schools in Illinois. So we started on Monday, November the 4th, and we will be going through the 22nd. Some of the other stops, we've already been to Payson, which is in Adams County. We've been to Griggsville Perry in Pike County. Yesterday, we were in Pawnee, which is just down the road a little bit from here. And today in Carlinville, from here we go to Greenville. And then my part of the tour ends in Charleston, Illinois on Monday. And then it will carry on from there, further up north and down south.
So far, do you think it's been a success?
I think it has been a wonderful success. We worked with the school to get all the arrangements made and have the kids as many kids go through as possible. And one of the people we worked with was the PE instructor here, and she has had nothing but compliments. All the teachers seem to love it, and the kids are having a ball.
So how many years have you been doing this activity at the schools?
Dairy Fully Fueled has been around for 4 years now, and it's a great thing. We've had a lot of fun times visiting all the schools.
Where do you see this going in the future? Are you hoping to continue doing this throughout the years?
We'll see. I hope so, because it is so much fun, and we really do think kids get a lot of good information with this.
Is there anything else you want to add about this activity and the Dairy Fully Fueled?
I think just remember the importance of getting milk and dairy foods in the diet, because we need it not only for calcium, but for all the other vitamins and nutrients it provides, and it benefits our body as well as our bones.
Now there, I know I myself see a lot of commercials on TV, especially for almond milk, where they advertise twice the amount of calcium as dairy or things like that. So what are the differences between actual dairy cow milk and milk products from things like soy or almonds?
Well, there are a lot of differences. Milk is actually naturally nutrient rich, so it already contains a lot of the nutrients. For some of the other products you mentioned, those nutrients have to be added in. And you mentioned almond milk, and you know, when we look at things and evaluate them, dairy foods actually are a tremendous source of protein. Milk provides 8 grams of protein per serving. Almond milk only gives you 1 gram. So milk has a lot of benefits, and also has the vitamin D that helps your body absorb and use the calcium.
Again, that was Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council talking about the Dairy Fully Fueled Tour. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.